Witches of East End, Atlantis, and Instant Mom. Are they in or out? Stay tuned. Well, hello there. I'm Trevor Kimball. It is November 28th of 2013, Thanksgiving Day, and I'm thankful for you being here. I want to welcome you to the TV Series Finale Podcast. If you've listened before, thank you for joining me once again. And if you're new to the show, I want to tell you that this podcast is part of the TVSeriesFinale.com website, which focuses on TV show cancellations and endings. There's not as much news this week, but before I have some Thanksgiving dinner, I wanted to make sure that you were up to date. So let's get busy. Fox has revised some of their plans for early 2014. As a result, Glee is moving back to Tuesday nights, pushing Dad's and The Mindy Project off the schedule. Following a winter break, Glee will return to Fox on Tuesday, February 25th at 8 p.m. New Girl will remain at 9 p.m., and Brooklyn Nine-Nine will shift back an hour to 9:30 p.m. The Mindy Project will go on hiatus after its winter finale on January 28th. The low-rated sitcom will return on April 1st. Now, I've heard that Mindy will go on a month-long production hiatus as the writers plan the show's April relaunch. Hopefully, their plans will help boost the ratings because they have been pretty awful. There are no plans as yet to bring Dad's back to the schedule, however. It's the network's other low-rated Tuesday sitcom, and it's been given a full season order, so Fox should still have at least a handful of new episodes left. Because they have so many episodes, it seems likely that they'll bring it back at some point, but it's unclear right now. If you've been looking forward to the premiere of Rake on Fox, you'll have to wait a little bit longer. The network had initially planned to give the dramedy a big launch behind the NFC Championship game on January 19th. The execs have now decided that Season 2 of The Following will get that plum spot instead. The Following, which stars Kevin Bacon, will follow the game on the 19th and then follow Sleepy Hollow, that show's season finale, the next evening, Monday the 20th. Moving forward, The Following will air at 9 p.m. on Mondays behind Almost Human. Rake will now premiere on Thursday, January 23rd behind American Idol. The dramedy follows the chaotic life of a criminal defense lawyer played by Greg Kinnear, and his lack of discretion and inability to self-censor land him in the cases that nobody else will touch. And the network has ordered 13 episodes of that. MTV has decided to drop their late-night show Nikki and Sarah Live after two seasons. The showcase for the comedians Sarah Schaefer and Nikki Glaser won't be returning for season three. And Schaefer believes that the show wasn't canceled, however. And on the duo's podcast, she offered her take on the show's demise, saying essentially that the show wasn't canceled, it just wasn't picked up. Kinda hard to see the distinction there. For my money, if a network says they don't want a show any longer, it's canceled. Anyway, Nikki and Sarah Live debuted in January of this year and aired for 24 episodes. The series finale aired last month on October 29th. Nickelodeon wants more of their new sitcom, Instant Mom. They've renewed the comedy for a second season of 20 episodes. In addition, they've ordered six more installments for the current first season, bringing the total to 26. The show stars Tia Marie Hardwick as a former party girl who marries a dad with three kids, Instant Mom. The sitcom debuted in September, and it airs on both Nick at Night and Nick Jr.'s Nick Mom, the cable channel's primetime block that's geared towards adults. Lifetime has renewed Witches of East End for a second season. The cable channel has ordered 13 episodes for 2014. Now, in case you haven't heard of it, Witches of East End follows a family of witches who live in a small seaside town. It's based on the best-selling book of the same name by Melissa De La Cruz. The cable channel previously renewed Devious Maids for a second season and picked up Drop Dead Diva for season six. However, Lifetime also canceled The Client List after two seasons and Army Wives after seven. Sci-Fi has announced the 2014 premieres of several of their original TV series, including Helix, Bitten, Being Human, and Lost Girl. There are 13 new episodes of each series to come. Helix is a new thriller series about a team of scientists from the Centers for Disease Control who travel to a high-tech research facility in the Arctic to investigate a possible disease outbreak. The show kicks off with a pair of episodes on Friday, January 10th, and then season 4 of Lost Girl kicks off the following Monday, January 13th at 8 p.m. Then the fourth season premiere of Being Human will follow at 9 p.m. and another new show, Bitten, follows at 10 p.m. Bitten revolves around the only known female werewolf who's torn between two worlds and two loves. A couple months ago, you may recall that NBC announced that Carson Daly, the host of their very popular The Voice series and Last Call with Carson Daly, the late night show, would be joining the Today Show as a daily contributor. The network said that Daly would remain as an executive producer of Last Call in the interim while a, quote, transition, end quote, plan was worked out. That was understood to mean that either a cancellation was ahead, or at least a new host would be taking over, so the name would be changing. Well, new episodes began airing at the end of October of Last Call with Carson Daly, with wraparounds of Daly opening and closing each episode. Interviews are being handled by producers. The network seems to like the new format, so Last Call with Carson Daly will stay on the schedule, at least for the next few months. ABC Family has announced that their popular sitcoms Melissa and Joey and Baby Daddy are returning for special holiday episodes and then will return in the new year with even more episodes. New holiday episodes will air on December 11th. Season 3 of Melissa and Joey will then resume on January 15th at 8 p.m. The cable channel ordered 30 episodes for this season, so there will be 13 remaining at that point. ABC Family has already renewed the show for a fourth season, so a lot more episodes to come. And season 2 of Baby Daddy picks up on that same night, January 15th at 8:30 p.m. There are also 13 remaining new episodes, and a third season has already been ordered. Actor Alec Baldwin will have more time on his hands. He and MSNBC have announced that Up Late with Alec Baldwin, their weekly interview program, will not be returning from its two-week hiatus. The show had been scheduled to return tomorrow night, November 29th. It had been off the air for 2 weeks following Baldwin's yelling a homophobic slur at a paparazzo. The actor later apologized for what he said. That's likely not the sole reason for the cancellation. Up Late with Alec Baldwin debuted on October 11th, and the cable channel had high hopes for the series, but the ratings just were not very good. And now the show is over, and only 5 episodes were produced. BBC America has ordered a second season of Atlantis, their new TV series. Atlantis debuted this past Saturday on November 23rd and drew 838,000 viewers. That's the cable channel's highest-rated series premiere for their supernatural Saturday block. The high numbers very likely came at least in part because of the show's big lead-in, the very successful Doctor Who anniversary episode. There are 13 episodes in the current season of Atlantis. It's not clear how many episodes have been ordered for season 2. And that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. To learn more about any of the stories I've mentioned, please check out the show page for this particular episode. It's located at tvseriesfinale.com/episode58. If you have thoughts about the show, you can send me a message via email at podcast@tvseriesfinale.com, or you can leave a message at 213-814-3200. If you'd like to get future episodes automatically for free, you can go to the iTunes store and search for TV Series Finale to subscribe. If you'd like to support the show, please leave a review on the iTunes store, as it helps others to find it. And as always, please feel free to visit the TVSeriesFinale.com website for the latest cancellation news, renewals, ratings, and more. There's also a Facebook page you can like and a Twitter feed you can follow. I enjoy interacting with listeners and readers in any of those places. I am Trevor Kimball, and until next time, stay tuned.